You're listening to the Warwickshire Business Podcast with yours truly, Miles Grant. Okay, so Sandra, welcome. Thank you for joining us on the Warwickshire Business Podcast today. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thanks ever so much for inviting me on. It's great to be here.
You're very welcome. So Sandra, tell us, and for the benefit of those that don't know who you are, tell us like who you are and what you do.
Okay, well, I'm a freelance writer and my business is SBS Creative Writing. And I focus on SEO, which is search engine optimization, SEO-driven content creation for small businesses and startups.
Amazing, amazing. And so where did that start? Because obviously, for the benefit of those that sort of don't really know about SEO, obviously I recognize the huge power in knowing how to write words in a way that kind of draws people in and gets people to pay attention to your business, etc. Where did it all start for you?
Okay, it started, the business as it is now started last year, and before that I worked in local government, which I've worked in for a long time with an admin office background. When I started that post, it was supposed to be the job I thought I'd be in really until I retired. But unfortunately, that didn't work out. Or fortunately, you might say, as I'm now in a great position. but while I was in the post, I started to think about working from home as a freelance writer. I'd already had some success in that area, having articles and features published for local newspapers and magazines. And I've always had a flair for writing and English. In fact, I was always the one at school who enjoyed the spelling tests. But when the job there started to be lots of cuts in the workplace, a lot of changes and lots of frustration. I just thought, do you know what, I'm going to quit this job and just go for it. So that's what I did last year. And so now when I wake up in the morning, everything that I do, I know that there's a reason and a purpose for doing it.
That's great. I love that. I love that. And what would you say is your kind of vision for the business for the future? So 2019, what's it look like for you? What are some of the big goals that you've got? And what's your business vision for this year?
Okay, well, for this year, first of all, getting more clients, which I think most businesses, that's probably the number one priority anyway. But as it's the business is really still in its infancy, so that's always got to be a number one priority, I think. Yeah. I've got a particular interest as well in helping midlife women with their blogs and writing articles and blog posts for them. Mm-hmm. And in particular, you know, midlife women who are just starting a business, you know, very much the same as I did 12 months ago. And I think there's a lot of, say, 50 plus men and women, to be honest, out there who are thinking of starting businesses, or maybe, you know, have made that leap already. And as you mentioned earlier, SEO content is something that it is complex, and it's something that a lot of people find difficult to get their head around. So, you know, hopefully that's what I'd like to do, help people to produce really good SEO content for their websites and their blogs.
I love that. And something I'd love to talk about, because you see, SEO really fascinates me. What, for someone that hears this, and let's say even just the term SEO to them is alien to them, but they're a business, they've got a website, they've got pages online, that they're trying to get more leads, they're trying to get more sales, and they recognize that what the messages they're putting out online is definitely a key part of that. What's some advice or tips that you can give them? Like, what are they maybe doing? What are some of the mistakes that maybe you see them people making with the way that they use the English language on their websites and online?
I think the key message really is to remember that anything that you put on your blog has to be a message, you know, to your audience. So it has to have a key kind of idea, a key message that invites your audience to actually, you know, carry on reading. So I know some bloggers just take content from other blogs and just rewrite it and put it out. But if you can put something personal into your blog that speaks to your audience, then that's a great way to engage and you know, hopefully get more customers.
Yeah, no, I wholeheartedly agree with that. I'm always talking about how important it is to put personalized story in there, because that open transparency and vulnerability, although it can be daunting to a lot of people, I always stress that it's not about putting, you know, new pictures of yourself online. It's just talking about sharing your, you know, from the heart, things that you find, you know, challenging, mm-hmm. or just personal experiences that you've struggled with, but then have triumphed, mm-hmm. and people, you know, can resonate and relate to that.
Exactly, that's exactly it. And people love reading stories about other people.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, absolutely. People by people.
Yes.
What would you say? What's a really good, say, business book, if you're a reader that you've come across or read that you'd recommend people read? And
okay, I mean, I do read. I love reading. Fiction and non-fiction, and I've read an awful lot of self-help books over the years. The one I'm reading at the moment is by a lady called Jen Sincero.
Yeah,
and you've heard of it.
A badass book.
It is, yeah. 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 Which is really good. I know some people, it's not some people's cup of tea, but it really focuses on, you know, how to stop doubting yourself, and you know, to believe in yourself. And she kind of really dives into all the beliefs about yourself that have stopped you doing what you want to do. So I think that book is really good. Another one that I've read in the last 12 months is Jack Canfield, The Success Principles. And that one again is a good book. It's quite a hefty volume, but it really goes into all the you know, whys, wheres, and everything else of making a success of whatever it is you want to do.
Yeah, that's a great book. I love Jack Canfield's Chicken Soup for the Soul stuff as well. Amazing.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Who's been a great mentor to you, Sandra? And maybe also what's the best piece of business advice that maybe they've given you? And if it's a mentor and then a business advice piece from somebody else, that's cool as well. So
okay. Well, mentors, I've had a lot of mentors really over my life, maybe, you know, family and friends, and also work colleagues, I think, have kind of influenced me as well. But I am working with a mentor at the moment, And she's coaching me on running the business and also on Pinterest, how to learn how to, you know, use Pinterest to its best advantage, which is really good. And one of the things that she has shared with me recently is to stay focused and, you know, try and concentrate on just one thing, which has probably been one of my weaknesses in the last few months.
I struggle with that.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I've kind of spread myself a bit thin at times. So that is definitely, you know, one good lesson that she's kind that she has taught me is really concentrate on one thing. As far as business advice is concerned, I think probably more for startups than anything else. But what I've learned is when you're starting, you have to realise that everything is probably going to take longer than you thought it would. So the main thing is don't give up, you know, because you just don't know what's around the corner, and your big breakthrough, you know, could be about to happen. So just don't give up. And even if you think this is taking, you know, much longer than I thought, is it too long? Shall I give up? Just don't, just keep going and it will happen.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that, because things taking longer than expected. I think I heard Brian Tracy say that once about expecting things to take twice as long.
Okay. And,
that's always set me in good stead. So yeah, great.
Yeah.
Great advice. What's been a big business lesson for you, Sandra? Something that, to be honest, maybe you kind of had your head in your hands for a little while over it, but looking back on reflection, it's actually turned out that although it was maybe painful at the time, it actually was really valuable and has really helped you grow. So what would be an experience that you'd be willing to share?
I think one of the things that's that I'd like to share is when I first started out, I had it in my head that I was able to do everything on my own. And I do think a lot of people, when they're starting out, maybe think it the same way. But I very quickly realised that if you're going to succeed in business, you need to reach out for help sometimes, whether that's, you know, fellow business people or the community or even your own family and friends. I think there comes a point in your business when you just need help in the form of advice or, you know, just someone to knock ideas around with, you know. So I think that was one of the main lessons that I learned, that you really can't do it all on your own, that you do have to have, you know, some help from other people sometimes.
Yeah, I think that's great business advice. I think a lot of people have an ego because maybe they've been bruised in the past or let down or rejected, or just someone's let them down, and they all of a sudden decide that, you know, they're going to just generalize and blank canvas that everyone should be tarnished with the same brush. So I think asking for help is critical. Like, no one knows anything until somebody teaches it to us, right? You know, like, we couldn't have learned to drive without getting an instructor, which is just help.
That's it. Yeah. And I suppose another thing as well is that you have to be prepared to go on a massive learning curve. I'm sure anyone in business can probably relate to that.
We sometimes think we can shortcut straight to the finish line, but actually we have to go through the learning curve first, don't we?
Exactly, yes. Yeah,
agree. What's been, tell us, Sandra, of a success story, somebody that's worked with you and maybe a business success or a personal story, somebody that's had a really big win as a result of working with you?
I think probably one of the first jobs or projects that I took on was working with a startup business, and they had a website for selling pet products, and they were really struggling with how to tell their story on their web page, because they just couldn't get the voice right. They wanted a voice that was you know, in between kind of happy and a little bit fun, not too serious, and they really struggled with putting that into words for their story page. So they hired me, and I was able to just hit exactly the right note for them, and they were absolutely over the moon with it.
love that. That's really nice. What would you be doing if you weren't doing this, do you think, Sandra, which alludes to the question of maybe what did you want to be when you grew up?
Well, when I was very young, I thought I was going to go and live in America, probably Hollywood, and become an actress. And then later on, I think I kind of dabbled with the idea of becoming an artist. Because I think in life people are either creative or, you know, academic, and I'm definitely on the creative side, so all these things, you know, were things that I wanted to do, and obviously now writing is creative, so I have got an outlet for that side.
I love that. Funny story, a friend of mine is out in Los Angeles actually today, because he is an actor. He's been on Emmerdale and all sorts of stuff, and he's working on pilot season to land work last year. I flew out to see him and met up with some of his producers and actually signed up some coaching clients out there as a result, people that worked in movies. And also, it's a crazy story I'll have to tell you about another day. I have a friend who works in that industry, so.
Oh, lovely. Cool.
Different question. What would be a key performance habit that you pride yourself in? So by that, what I mean is some of the past people have been on the show have said things like, you know, walking the dog, like you've said, or meditation or yoga or going to the gym or cooking and putting music on while you cook. Like what's a key performance habit that you know isn't directly related to the business, but because you do it, like after this I'm going to go and meditate for 10 minutes because it just helps me set my mind. What's one that you love that you feel is really important to you?
Well, I do practice yoga, and that does have an element of meditation to it as well. Which I just think there's nothing like giving yourself some downtime, just sitting down, just, you know, being with yourself, calming down, not particularly thinking about anything, but just devoting that time, you know, to a little bit of meditation, some gentle yoga. And I think that just, if you do it in the morning, which I do, it just sets the tone for the whole day. And if there's, you know, some days obviously you can't manage to do it, I just notice it when I don't. So I think it's invaluable. I know some people don't think much to meditation, but I definitely think it's it's a great benefit, a real benefit, you know, both physical and mentally, for people.
Yeah, I agree. I agree completely. Sandra, it's been wonderful having you on the show today. How can listeners connect with you beyond the show? So, for instance, an individual, a startup, or a business owner who recognizes that the words that they're currently using in their business, in their blogs, are not at the standard that they would like, but they feel that you can help. How do they connect with you? What's the best way for them to reach out?
Okay, the best way would be to go to my website, which is www.sandrashannon.co.uk, and you can also reach me on my Facebook page, which is SBS Creative Writing. So both of those ways are fine. You just get in contact with me, send me a message, and I'll get straight back to you.
Super. Brilliant. Well, Sandra, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the Warwickshire Business Podcast today. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. It's been great being here. Thank you.
Thanks, Sandra. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed it, feel free to hit share. There should be a button somewhere where you can share the show with your friends, colleagues, family members, cats. Maybe that's just me. But feel free to share the show and we'll see you on the next one. Be sure to hit subscribe as well so that you get notified of future episodes. Have a great day.